Thanks for listening to the BYU Idaho Radio Evening Headlines Podcast. I'm Brock Roy Lance. Here's your local evening headlines for Tuesday, July 5th, 2022. Lightning caused a house fire which resulted in $800,000 in damage. According to the Post Register, the Idaho Falls Fire Department and Bonneville County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to the 6,000 block of East Panorama Drive in Bonneville County shortly after 5:30 p.m. on July 2nd after someone reported seeing smoke coming from the top of a house. None of the homeowners were home when the fire started, and all of their pets were safe and uninjured. One firefighter was taken to the hospital for minor injuries and has been released. A fire investigator from IFFD's Fire Prevention Division officially determined the fire was caused by lightning. The damages to the structure were estimated at about $600,000, while the damage to the contents inside the home were estimated at about $200,000. Idaho's Attorney General is warning Idahoans of a popular summer scam. According to Local News 8, people often go door-to-door claiming they have extra paving materials. They offer to pave your driveway at a discounted price. However, when they're done, they often ask for more than they first asked for. It's difficult to spot these scammers because their vehicles often have Idaho license plates. Homeowners can identify a scammer by asking for the right to cancel disclosure. If they don't have one, it's a scam. Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Canada are doing their part to help refugees from Ukraine. According to the church newsroom, Canadian church members joined forces with St. Vladimir's Ukrainian Orthodox Sobor. Members helped by building supply kits, temporary housing, and transportation. Sisters in central Alberta even came together to learn more about Ukrainian culture, collect kitchen supplies, and learn how to make pierogies, a Ukrainian favorite. Canada has the third largest Ukrainian population in the world. Idaho is closing in on another record budget surplus. According to the Idaho Capital Sun, state officials are estimating a surplus of around $1.3 billion. If the prediction is met, Idaho would record its biggest budget surplus in state history. Since 2020, Idaho's revenue has steadily increased. In 2020, the state brought in $4 billion. A year later, the state amassed $5 billion in revenue. This fiscal year, it was estimated that the state's revenue would reach $6 billion. Thanks to record surplus, Governor Little is already starting to talk about more tax relief. These have been your evening headlines for Tuesday, July 5th, 2022. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. I'm Brock Roylance, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.